Despite these worrisome signs, some Republican leaders saw reason for measured optimism. While Mr. Trump said Friday that Republicans losing the House could happen, Representative Steve Stivers of Ohio, who leads the GOP House Campaign Committee, has continued to predict that his party will narrowly hold its majority. Republican strategists have argued that about 24 races are within the margin of error in polling. Should right-of-center voters swing back to them on Election Day, they say Democrats could fall short of winning enough seats to take control of the House. Republican officials were more confident about their prospects in the Senate, where they had an opportunity to enlarge their majority in an otherwise difficult year. Nearly all of the most important Senate races are being fought on solidly conservative terrain, including North Dakota, Missouri, and Indiana, where Democratic incumbents are in close contests for re-election. Mr. Trump won all three states by landslide margins in 2016. There was an unmistakable dissonance between the relative health of the economy and the dark mood of a country as voters prepared to go to the polls just days after a wave of attempted mail bombings and a massacre at a Pittsburgh synagogue that left 11 dead. The nation is in political turmoil, said Representative Carlos Corbello, a Florida Republican facing a difficult reelection, in part because of Mr. Trump's unpopularity. The economy is roaring, but the mood is so sour. It's a very sad time in this country. The mood that has imperiled lawmakers like Mr. Corbello has buoyed Democrats across the country. A class of first-time candidates has been lifted by an enormous surge of activism and political energy on the left, as a loose array of constituencies offended by Mr. Trump, including women, young people, and voters of color, has mobilized with a force unseen in recent midterm elections. Early voting across the country reflected the intensity of the election. More than 28 million people had already cast votes by the end of Friday, about 10 million more than at a comparable point in the 2014 midterm elections, according to the Democratic data firm Catalyst. These voters have helped nominate a record number of female candidates for Congress and delivered Democrats a wide and unaccustomed financial advantage toward the end of the campaign. If Mr. Trump has animated a powerful national campaign against him, Democratic candidates have largely avoided engaging the president personally in the closing days of the election, instead hewing close to a few favored issues like health care.